Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you guys smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give me a call, you know what? You can hit me up on the email tip, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can hit me up on that email tip, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm also available on social media. As you can kind of guess, it's an online radio talk show, right? So on the online radio talk show tip, hey, you can catch me on my Smooth Drama group, which is on Facebook. Ask myself or Mr. J to add you, and we got you, right? You believe that, right? Anyway, also, if you Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me, whatever social network, I got you. I am here for you. Add me. I'll add you back. And we can talk about it. Whatever it is you want to talk about, I'm available to talk about it. Now, so you know, this is the Crazy Beautiful Show, where I'm going to talk about all the crazy stuff that's beautiful in a Jackie Brown That Used to Be Beautiful Way, sponsored by my sponsor, Beautiful. Just going to talk about all the stuff that's just crazy. It's so crazy, it's beautiful. Because that's the beauty of crazy. Crazy don't know it's crazy. Because crazy thinks it's so beautiful that it can't smell its own shit. I wasn't supposed to say shit, but I did say it anyway, huh? Anyway, first, I don't know if y'all saw this video. I don't know if y'all saw this video of the woman in Tim Hortons. I can't describe it. She was mad. It was like, you know what? What if her and the guy behind the counter were arguing over something, and her crazy ass dropped her pants right there. It's on camera. She dropped it. I thought it was a joke. Like, nah, this ain't real. This is fake news. Nah. Homegirl was like, you know what? I'm going to get these ones. And she pulled her pants down and dropped it like it's hot. It's on video. I mean, it's like on video. Like, her dropping it. She drops her pants. Dude is like, dude's on the phone. Like, he's like, yo, hey, don't be... And then when she drops it, he's like, oh, hell no. He goes running in the back. She picks it up off the ground after she dropped it and throws it at him, which I hope he gets out the way. I hope he got out the way. She then grabs a napkin. She grabs a napkin off the counter, wipes her ass and throws that and then leaves out. If you haven't seen this video, please, 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 please watch it. It is the funniest video I've seen in a long time. Are you talking about crazy? We talking about crazy. That one right there. It's like I don't know that can that one ever be topped. You know, when you thought you had saw it all. You've seen some folks, we've seen crazy folks do crazy stuff, right? But I've never seen somebody just, I'm going to drop it in the store and throwing it at him. Like I said, homie ran, though, to his credit. He was like, you know what? Nah. Mm-mm. I'm out of here. And he got out, I hope. I hope, because if he got hit, I'm still showering. To this day, I'm still showering. Because, that was special. So please, if you've been having a hard day, it hasn't been your day, it hasn't been your week. It's disgusting, but funny all at the same time. You got to check it out, because it definitely fits the theme of this show, Crazy Beautiful. Crazy Beautiful. I'm just saying. And speaking of Crazy Beautiful, I saw what you want to call it, an advertisement where this woman, she created a strain of cannabis called the Sex Pot. It's specifically to make women orgasm. Yeah, it, on the surface, it's like it's weed engineered to make women orgasm. But I'm like, so you can smoke it or ingest it, whatever. How are you going to ingest it? And it's going to give you an orgasm? I'm like, no. Because, see, his story starts with her smoking weed with her dude, and then they have great sex. And she's like, oh, man, smoking weed, having great sex. And so she put the two together, and then she found out that there's a certain strain, Mr. Nice or whatever the hell it was. And then so she bioengineered something off of that strain to make the best orgasm, called it. But I'm like, you're forgetting the crucial part, which is what makes it crazy beautiful. You kind of need somebody to work it out with you. Because if you don't have that guy to give it to you, you know, like give it to you, like, yes, I am giving it to you. Don't matter how much orgasm-inducing weed you mean. It's like people, like the whole enhancements and all this other stuff, it's like you, human, the contact, the emotional content, the mental content. It's crazy to say, oh yeah, I've created a special strain. I mean, it's how you fool people, right? You know, because it's like, oh, well, it's like the female Viagra, and plus it's playing on that that weed phenomenon that we go right now. Another strain of weed that people need. It's like, oh, if you take this weed, it's guaranteed to be the best you ever had. Like, is it? Like, is it? I don't know. Never smoked weed to have sex. I've had sex without the weed. I've had great sex without the weed. Could the weed have enhanced it? Because you're out of your mind, and so you're so high, you're like, oh my God, it's the greatest sex ever. Or maybe it was just, it was great because it's sort of like, I remember the old Eddie Murphy joke where he said, you're on the desert island and you get a cracker. And you eat that cracker, it's the best damn cracker you ever had because you don't really have nothing else. And so, in the analogy being that, okay, you're high. So, your judgment, and she says her strain doesn't take away from your judgment. It just enhances your feelings. I'm like, yeah, the whole point was elevated state. Elevated state. But hey, sounds like a cool story. Take some sex pot. That doesn't even sound right. On an old school level, sex pot cannabis designed to make women orgasm. Good luck with that, ladies. I mean, I guess that's, you know, if you're one of them dudes that's what you do. You say, hey, you know what, girl, I got this sex pot. You eat this. I put this in your brownie. You smoke this, blow your back out. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? It's no gimmicks. Just gotta be ready to give it to you. Man, to me, that's what I thought. This right here. This special strain of cannabis. I mean, this lace weed stuff, this all these special strains of weed. Y'all gonna trust that? Yeah, what used to be natural is getting unnatural real quick. Good luck with that. Y'all tell me how that go. Because I myself think that that's gonna be some BS. Or it can be sort of like my dumb ass of the week here. This woman, she brought brownies filled with laxatives to the job. You know, it was a co-worker's send-off, going-away party. So, you know, she brought the brownies filled with laxatives. And but what happened was they got a tip from an employee. This is how she got to be a dumbass. Because she obviously was bragging about it, right? Because nobody had eaten it. So somebody called the police. And this is the only time in history that I've heard that somebody calls the police on somebody over some brownies. Weed brownies. You don't hear that. I mean, she her dumb ass, I'm assuming, could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Her dumb ass done told somebody, hey, I'm going to put some laxatives in these brownies. I'm going to get this mother. You're going to see it. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And then told everybody. And so, and I mean, it's like whoever you told ain't your friend, obviously, because they called the police. She didn't get charged. Which led me to think that she was light-skinned. Since this is dedicated to light-skinned week, it's crazy beautiful show, but it's dedicated to light-skinned people week. For some strange reason that I can't comprehend at this particular moment in time. But, yeah, she didn't get charged. So I'll take it that she's light-skinned. Just an assumption. Yeah. So she denied it at first till the police said they were going to test them. I don't know how you, what were you going to do? Because we know police labs are like backed up. It's like, was somebody going to be the sacrificial lamb? Like, you know what? I'm going to taste this and see. Because I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to find that out. But yeah. Next time, and this is to anybody out there listening, if you're going to bring the laxative-filled brownies to the job, don't brag to your co-workers. Because they're going to rat your ass out. Maybe. I don't know. In the meantime, in between time, probably need to go on break here. I'm going to go to Superstition. Thanks, Ghost.
Yo, I swear whenever I'm listening to some Ghostface Killer, the craziest shit be happening to me, man. Stuff you can't even imagine, bro.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. That was Superstition. Thanks, Ghost. And speaking of thank yous, on the crazy beautiful show here, man, this whole, I don't know if y'all noticed, there's a thing that's happened where everything and everybody is in a category, all nice and neat. This generation is next generation is Generation Z. This generation is the millennials. I mean, and so on and so forth. Everybody's got a name, a title, whatever. Like, for some reason, that's important. I never thought why, but it's whatever. Anyway, there are some crazy folks doing crazy things and don't even think they're crazy, which makes it funny, right? So we're like, there were the people who were eating the Tide Pods. Remember those Tide Pods that you throw in, wash your clothes with, you know, just like chewing on them. It's like it's poisonous. Then going to the hospital because they put soap powder in their mouth. It's like, you know, I used to hear that was a punishment, putting soap in your mouth for cussing. So y'all putting punishment in your mouth on purpose. Question your intelligence. But hey, that's a story for another day. These dudes and dudettes, they are now, they're doing these snorting condoms challenge. You would ask with your rational brain, right? What in the is a snorting condom challenge? Basically, it's people getting a condom. Like, I got this plastic glove here, like, and it's just like, you know what, I'm just gonna put it in my nose and sniff it through your nose and pull it out your mouth. This is why social media is like, you know, you're talking about social media is the devil and make me rail on religion and not people's religions. I'm just talking about the construct of it. Because, you know, people talk about the devil and you'll blame this on the devil and you blame that on the devil. Nah, these folks just crazy. Because there ain't no temptation. There ain't no devil on your shoulders like, you know what? You know what's a good idea? You should sniff a prophylactic up your nose and pull it out your mouth. Yeah. I don't think that's happening. Demon, whatever you want to call it. I ain't saying that I don't believe in demonic forces. I'm just saying that I don't believe that it's taking all that to influence these crazy ass people who want to be seen by people. I mean, because this is what we talk about, clicks, right? I'm a talk show host. I don't think that I say anything outlandish. I think that I sit here and I tell the truth. I ain't necessarily looking for no fame. I just like to say or think that I speak for you. Maybe it's some things that you never thought of, like sniffing condoms as something that's going to get you popular. I'm trying to get what you will get out of that. Like, you know what? Man, I sniffed a condom and I pulled it out of my mouth. I almost choked and gagged on myself and almost killed myself, but I sniffed the condom. What do you get out of that? I mean, is that another one of them dumb Ripley's world records that people are going for? Who can sniff the most condoms, snort the most condoms in an hour? Is that a record we checking for? I mean, I've actually, when I was in Florida visiting, I was in Jacksonville. Not like there's too many. I guess there's good parts of Florida I haven't seen yet. But I was down there. I was in that Ripley's Believe It or Not museum that they have there. There's some really, really dumb records that people have striven for. That's not a word, I don't care. Point is, we're talking about the conscious level of the people, of people in general, where to be popular, I am going to sniff and eat things that are unedible or not good for you. See, I get snorting cocaine over snorting a condom. Because at least with cocaine, you can say that you get a high or whatever you're going to get out of it. But a condom? All you get is, hey, I gagged on it. I almost killed myself. Not that I'm advocating drug use. If you listen to me, you know I'm that statistical anomaly. I'm the one guy that's never gotten high or had a drink. I'm like that ultimate unicorn. Break all them stereotypes. So I want to say this, and I will always say this on my show. If ever something happened to me and they sprinkle some cocaine or crack or heroin on me, they say, oh, he OD'd, whatever, you know that shit is a lie. But I digress. I'm just saying. That right there is crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. But that's the beauty of this society, right? We can do crazy. We can have a guy. I mean, perfect example, president. I mean, we all know he's crazy, right? And every week he come up with something that's crazy. Or crazy, he's like, you know what? I keep upping my crazy. Like, he's like slowly but surely, like, creeping up the crazy bar, right? So, you know, he was talking about in tweet the spies for Obama and the FBI. It's like, but you won. So obviously it didn't work. You know, first, remember how he was like, yeah, for election tampering, y'all should have looked at Hillary Clinton. But it's like, I'm scratching my head, like, so we're going to look at charging and investigating the person that lost for election tampering. We're investigating the person who lost for election tampering. You know, that was high up in the crazy statements that he made. Then he's talking about the Obama embedded spies. You still won, and Obama's outgoing. It doesn't really matter. Obama's smoking cigarettes and having a good time now. It's like, I'm out. He don't have to take that morning Curious George headline. Y'all know Curious George. No. When they was hanging all those effigies that pick the face of Obama on the Curious George doll. No. Anyway. Oh man. Yeah. That was real. So speaking of hate, you know, we're gonna go into our hater of the week here.
Hate. I hate you.
Now, y'all know this is the week we've had that phenomenon. It's like Groundhog Day. It could have been Groundhog Day, but it's hater week. You know, the white woman that called the police on black dude because he was barbecuing at the lake. And black folks went and had a bigger barbecue at the lake because she called the police on the black man who was barbecuing at the lake legally. No, you can't have coal. I mean, and we know that basically white people are, don't worry, Anomaly. I'm not saying her name on purpose. I'm just calling her ass a hater ass hater. Look, we see, because to me, this is not, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, this is like attempted murder. See, because they watch TV. Like, we watch TV, we watch the news. They watching it, too. And they know if we call the police, I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10, we'll give it a guesstimate 6 times out of 10, something bad happened to somebody black. So we say there's a 60% chance if I call the police, something bad's going to happen. Right? So we talking about her hating ass because she knew and knows. I mean, it's not an unknown phenomenon at this point. Like, we fighting, we're Black Lives Matter, whatever your cause is. You understand what's happening, what it is, what it's going to be, how it's going to be. They do too. So they're calling, whether it be the real estate woman, the Airbnb. At this point, it is attempted murder. It's not, I'm a concerned citizen. It's like they know we call the police, maybe we can get one killed. Because once again, I ain't talking about criminals. Like, you know, there was the dude that was a criminal, ran into the police, and he got choked and killed. It's unfortunate. I'm obviously I'm not happy that another brother dead. And then police lied, of course. And said, hey, you know, he just died of asthma. But then did the autopsy. No, he was choked out. He was a criminal, though. He was a drug dealer. Like I said, sorry for the family's loss, whatnot. But dudes that are criminals and, you know, running into police cars and all that other stuff, and engaging in that kind of activity, that's kind of the fate you can look for. See, I ain't talking about that. I ain't defending them. Not trying to offend anybody, but I'm just saying, I don't defend them, but the unarmed combatants, the people who barbecue in the park, they don't deserve to be shot. They don't deserve to have the police called on them. The people who are just like doing work, like I'm doing work on the house that I may or may not buy. They don't deserve to that 60% chance. Because that's where we're at. Like I said, I'm I'm going low. I'm trying to be fair. 60%. So the innocent folks, they don't deserve that 60%. Have done nothing to deserve that 60% chance. It's the lotto that we ain't trying to win. But we keep winning it. But we ain't trying to win it. But while people are doing that, and there have been some funny memes about it, but, you know, I didn't think it was that funny, because I look at it, quite frankly, as attempted murder. I do. I don't see it as nothing but attempted murder. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But speaking of, and that was crazy, Kim Kardashian had an ad. And it was about another one of them companies that I refuse to name. But another one of them companies, so you can eat right so you can have a flat stomach. And apparently they have these suckers that are appetite suppressants. And people were all in the uproar like, oh, my God, Kim Kardashian, it's awful. It's awful. What is she doing? She's a bad role model for the kids. Kim Kardashian, she's advertising appetite suppressant lollipops, suckers. And I'm like, is that something that we supposed to be? Your life is on the line every time somebody calls police on you, and you worrying about appetite suppressant suckers. I'm gonna say this: if Kim Kardashian is your kid's role model, you are a horrible parent. I mean, it's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm not. But I could be wrong. It could be said, you know what, Smooth, you wrong. Because Kim Kardashian, yeah, I'm saying, if Kim Kardashian is your child's role model, if Kim Kardashian is your child's role, your daughter, if your daughter is like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, if you watching that shit, and you're one of them people flexing over her and her appetite suppressant drug induced lollipops, you worrying about that shit? I'm like, what you doing? What are you doing? Or as the kids would say, neck yourself. Just neck yourself. Dumb. I saw that as there's a social media uproar behind me. I'm like, look, they don't exist if y'all ain't watching that. I'm like, why are y'all fascinated with this woman who is mimicking you? Why? Her whole claim to fame is, I ain't got no talent. But a lot of black men like having sex with me, and so I let them. That's pretty much it. That's all she's got. She's not a singer, not a dancer. Apparently, she and her sisters are attractive to people, or they have some kind of allure that maybe I'm immune to it. I don't see it. I don't look at him and be like, oh my God, I gotta watch this show. I gotta see what's gonna happen next with them. Oh, they're going shopping and they're talking to people? Oh, they're watching TV. What are they watching on TV? Oh, her and her crazy man had another baby? I mean, is that good TV? That's where we at. Social media uproar behind no talented individuals. If I'm just speaking plainly, right? She's a no talented individual, which means she has no talent. Role model to the kids, though. I don't know. I'm going to come back after this break. And for what, the upteenth time, I'm going to talk about the beauty of the booty. Just for you. Even if you ain't got, even if you got a little one, we're going to talk about the beauty of your little or big booty. Because you're not light-skinned. I'm going to come back. I promise. This Sky Zoo. Luxury.
Know where we be on. First ones to it. Everything is up to y'all. Know where we be on. First ones to it. Everything is up to y'all. Designer sweats or designer plugs. My fan base pedal krills or designer drugs. Money hand over fist like a sauna glove. Drop cheap box seats, what I remind you of. Aura of the city, everything that I came for. And to carry on, I carry on like a wave boy. Hand it work to whoever like it's my aim gone. Fly murder forever like it's your name, Lord. Devil wear Prada, Hitler wear Hermes. Hoppy and Celine with your queen going burlesque. Fever that or supreme, I'm supreme leader deity. Crowns off the point, high weed where the needle. And it's leaving legendary if it come to me. Rep means everything, mine means luxury. And we try to turn bread like Harpo. Talk to Marlowe with a Partlow arms full. If I don't make it, bet the fam will. Watch the city fall in love with us. Clyde Frazier with the hand skills. Double rings, baby, double up.
Yeah, for the same town, main town, side 4 weeks.
Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Sky Zoo. luxury. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew. Man. Now, back to what I was saying. You know how I always talk about studies. I hate on these studies. I mean, because some of these studies are just dumb, asinine, the word you're not supposed to use, they say retarded. Just stupid for no reason. So, what study am I talking about right now? Oxford University. I need to get in on the study money because, you know, they give these fools like grants for $100,000. $500,000, $1 million grants to do these studies. That I do these studies for free. Case in point. There's research that suggests that women who wielded bigger behinds had lower risk of coming down with diseases. It also went on to say that such women turned out to be smarter than their counterparts. And they also said if you have a big ass, you had lower levels of cholesterol, which also meant that your hormones helped to burn sugar quickly. You were at lower risk of developing cardiac conditions, diabetes, and similar diseases that are related to unhealthy amounts of cholesterol ingested and inherent in the body. The reason? You have large deposits of omega-3 acids that are present in these women's bodies. I wonder where that omega-3 went. I wonder where it is. So, the black booty, the big juicy booty in particular, is disease free. You got that omega-3. I mean, basically, you could be in danger if you're with the wrong person, an unscrupulous person, of them, while you're sleeping, injecting you with that needle. See, that could have been what Bill Cosby was doing. He could have been, like, knocking people out, and he could have been, like, in taking some of the omega-3 with his needle, some of the omega-3 fatty acid, so he can be disease free. I'm trying to say this with a straight face. it's funny, but I mean, you can make things say what they want. I'm guessing there's a lot of women listening to the show with big ass. Like, yeah, I could have told you that. It's all right here. You're looking at the camel toe. You shouldn't be looking at this camel hump. This is where the basis of health comes from. That's why there's fascination with big ass. Because it's healthy. It's good for you. So, to the ladies out there, we have big fat asses. Rejoice in it. You are bastions of great health and omega-3 fatty acids that are good for you. Your ass staves off diabetes. So, maybe what we can do here is say that Maybe poke that big ass out. Let a brother rub it for good luck. Don't do that, but do that. Listen to me, but don't listen to me. It sounds like a great idea, right? But such a bad idea. But great at the same time. I don't want to touch it in a malicious way. I want to touch it in a wax on, wax off. It's the shiny. It's like make a wish. Just for good luck. Not perverted. It's like, you know what? We can just say, as black man, we need all the luck we can get, right? So, ladies, because you apparently, if you have big ass, you are the healthiest, and we need that good health. That's how black folks can be one with each other again. Stick that big ass out. Let a brother touch you like, you know what? I don't know if you heard, but Mr. F the N word, Smooth Drama said, I stick my ass out and let you rub. I let you rub just right on the outside exterior. Just a little rub for good luck. And, you know, that is saying, brothers, I'm with you. I got your back. So, ladies, if you have a nice little posterior, you got some rear action going on, stick that thing out. Let a brother rub it for good luck. Power to the people. Okay. All right. That sounds good. Don't listen to me, though. But listen to me. Don't, but do. Just saying. Anyway. another reason why black is beautiful. Big juicy. Anyway, you know what time it is. It is Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened in that we're saying hell no to? Well, outside of Georgia Walmart, 2 weeks after a man was discovered hanging from a bridge, a black woman was found hanging from a tree in the parking lot. She never heard of that happening. It's something that it's everyday occurrence. Now, people will say, no, that don't happen every day. I mean, but it's what I was talking about when I said that 60% lottery chance with the police, getting stopped by the police, or, I mean, because we know there are a lot of ways that you can get accosted by the police. And, you know, maybe it was one of them, maybe it wasn't, because they haven't come out and said who did it. But I'm going to take an educated guess that when they found a man hanging from a bridge close to downtown Atlanta, chain around his neck, his death was ruled a suicide. Sister in the tree said her legs were resting at a 45-degree angle. Said her death has been ruled a suicide too, because, you know, like I do, when black folks look to kill themselves, they want to hang themselves like the KKK used to hang us. Right? That's a way that black folks want to go. Not ODing on the drugs. Not just the bullet to the head. No. I'm going to take the time to make a noose and jump off a bridge with my chain. Or I'm going to climb a tree, put the noose around the tree, and hang myself from a tree. That's not unusual. But, you see, this is the Groundhog Day because they rule it a suicide. Now, everybody and their mama knows that is KKK. That was their signature move. The only thing they didn't do was burn a whatchamacallit, cross. But that is a lynching. As age old as it be, yeah, strange fruit. Billie Holiday rolling over her grave like, you know what? It's my song. Put it out there, that strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Groundhog Day. Rule of suicide. Because, once again, if you didn't catch that, climbing up bridges, making nooses out of a chain, or climbing a tree in the parking lot of Walmart after you've made that noose and made sure that you secured it around the tree and jumped off and hung yourself. That's how black folks commit suicide. I mean, apparently, the historical facts don't count. This is what we're doing now. We're committing suicide by lynching. See, it's not the white people killing the black people. It's the black people killing themselves. Now, you could say it's a metaphor, a parable for society in general, the unnatural way that we live and have been forced to live here in this society that has been geared to break us down systematically, mentally, physically. We could say that. Maybe. Right? But would we believe it? No, because I've talked about it before. Maybe we have this Stockholm syndrome fatigue, since that's the technical term for it. We just say psychological chains of slavery, or just white supremacy, imperialism, colonialism, whichever one you want to use, we can use it, and that's pretty much it. At the end of the day, comes down to the same thing. The same people kill you and say you killing yourself. Now, is it killing yourself because you can't believe that they kill you, that they hate you? Or is it killing yourself because you refuse to fight back? I don't know. I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama,
smooth.